Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today in a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says, God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. As always, the Lord has brought us together wherever you might be. Amen. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says, rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for our time. Lord, we thank you for our gathering. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for that promise you have given us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As you bring us together from the east and the west and the south, oh God, you would touch the minds of your people. Lord, as you touch the minds of your people, we ask you to bring deliverance. Oh God, give them the knowledge and understanding that they're seeking for. Oh God, we know you have all power in your hands. Oh God, you can defend, you can build up, you can take down, you can encourage. Oh Lord, because we live and depend on you. Oh, without you, whatever problem and situation we're going through, there will be no hope, be no joy. Oh God, there will be no victory at the end, because we know you are victory. God, you is our source, and you the one made us, amen, in the beginning, and you said it was good, and it was very good. And Lord, we thank you for being good to us. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Because of you and what God has given us, we're coming together. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. If a man will sharpen his countenance of his friend, amen. We are here on what the Bible is saying because we know the Bible is true. We live off the Bible. We're going to die on the Bible. Amen. We're going to rise on what the God word says, and we're always studying. God's people are always great researchers. We're always searching the scriptures. Jesus says, search the scriptures, for in them there is eternal life. Amen. We're here, and we're looking at the subject, asking, seeking, finding. Asking, seeking, finding. Amen. The word of God has come from the world uses the word of God, and they redesigned it, amen, and set it up for their own direction, because they know that the foundation of where they got the information from will not change. You know, a house have a foundation. The roof change, the walls change, windows can be changed, amen, but the foundation must remain the same, amen. That foundation has to be able to be able to stand whatever building they're going to add on top, amen. So the foundation, no one sees the foundation, amen. That's not the part that people glory in and look at, amen. But they feel comfortable to know there is a solid foundation that carrying, amen, the building. So the word of God is a foundation. And when God give us a word, amen, it hides in us. No one don't see our direction, but we know and we trusting that what God's word says, amen, that we can move on it. People don't know our motives. They might not know why we do what we do or say what we say, amen, but we have a foundation, a word from God. Amen, can go far. A word from God, amen, is most important than anything else in this world and the world to come. Jesus did that. Jesus was the word of God. He came among us. John said, the gospel according to John, he come among his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, He gave them He power, authority to become the sons of God. We're looking at the book of Matthew's here, and always hear me stress, amen, the fact about you should research your word of God, or research your Bible, amen, what that you living off of. Make sure it's the right translations. There are many other translations out there in the day, amen, and they are out to steer your soul. They're out to steer your direction, amen. They're out to discredit God and lead you the wrong way, amen. The devil in the Garden of Eden, Satan told Eve, amen, it wasn't about the tree or what she was looking at. It was about what God told her that he was really after. Amen. So disobedience is sin. It calls you to sin. Amen. When you finish it, amen, it creates death. Amen. So the enemy was after the instructions that God gave Adam and Eve. Amen. So the people today, amen, have to be very aware. We have to be very aware where you get the word from. Where are you listening? Who are you watching? Amen. You have to be very careful, amen, about all this electronics and movies and scriptures. And who is the source? Who is the source of what they're telling you? Amen. Then go back and research it. Research it. Amen. Seek around about it. In the book of Matthew, we're reading from the King James Bible. You might have American Standard. You might have an Amplified Bible. You might have a New International Bible. You might have an Open Bible. Amen. But make sure, amen, it goes way back. The foundation of the translation is so important. Amen. When you begin to seek God, when you come into God, amen, you come into God by instruction. You hear the gospel message. You hear a message saying to you, amen, you don't have to live the way you're living. There's an alternative. Amen. There's an answer. Amen. There are better times. There are ways to get through this situation. The enemy comes to bring saying that, well, there's no life, there's no tomorrow, there's no afterlife, and you got to do what you got to do today. Nobody love you. Amen. That is not of God. So when you hear a message that God love you, God care for you, amen, he want to redeem you, amen, it wasn't your fault. If you love him and you can accept him as your Lord and Savior, he will forgive you of everything that you ever done or said against him and against others. Amen. And when you accept that and be baptized in water, amen, for your spiritual, physical death, spiritual death, and then after that, it's a matter of fellowship. It's a matter of being among others as the seed that's been planted in you by God begin to grow. You begin to grow around good people, good teaching, good praying, good encouragement in time of bad situation. Amen. So you begin to grow. You begin to grow. Amen. Because the gospel, that's why the Bible says the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So the gospel comes that you can have life and have it more abundantly. But there is a physical part that you must play. You have a responsibility. And I never heard of that when I first started out. I said, well, maybe I'll sit back and let God do this for me. But it took some time that people come to me and tell me about things that God sent people. And it's good to know that you have some people that's in Christ, that's been living a while, and they have victory. Amen. Not the victory you might see, television victory, but they have a victory in life. And they know how to persevere. A man told me one time, amen, when I first got saved, I was moving around, amen, and he said, son, do you have cars and houses? I said, yeah, I have cars and houses. And they said, well, God don't want you to have a house. He don't want you to have a car. We're not going to be in this place a long time. Amen. We're going to have to give up everything. Amen. When he finished with me, I was so confused. Amen. If God doesn't want me to have this, and somehow or another I began to talk to one of my aunts, amen, and she was like a mentor, And it's good to have someone that's been saved before you. Amen. They might not know all the scriptures, but they can tell you what God wants, what Jesus wants in your life. And God wants to help you through life. And she said, where is that devil? Amen. That devil told you what? And, you know, it struck me, amen, that she would call that person the devil. Amen. Then again, too, I was had a little business and working with a man. We were trading tractors and back and forth. And he said, amen, but eight people are going to be saved. And he was so tied up in the scriptures. I said, well, hopefully I can be able to help him. And I talked with him and talked with him. I prayed and fasted and prayed. Amen. I said, well, he said, well, anybody, but the Bible says anybody eight can be saved. I said, well, I must be number nine then. You must be number 10 because we both claim we're saved. And one day I was so pressing God, Lord, give me an answer. And the Lord said, leave that devil alone. Amen. So these things that, you know, the Holy Spirit help you. Amen. As we travel through this land, you have the responsibility of asking, seeking, and finding. And this is what Jesus came to show us. Amen. His walking on this earth, amen, about being asking, seeking, and finding. Amen. He is the one, amen, that the scholars wrote about, and he left direction to us through the Bible. Through the Bible. We're going to look at Matthew's gospel. And Matthew's gospel here, amen, the 7th chapter. And this is what the Lord gave me when I first started out in the ministry. Amen. Through a vision. He gave me this scripture. Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Amen. So we have the word you there. Amen. What happened is for you. Amen. You have the responsibility, amen, that you do things. Amen. When you begin to do things of your own, amen, things begin to work out for you. Amen. They begin to work out for you. But it's directions. It's directions. Amen. It's confirmation. Whatever answer you need, but you have to do a little physical work. Because we live in this physical world here. But Jesus came down to this world. Amen. He was born and he went back. But he left a path. He left a path of righteousness and direction that we can use. We can use to help us through. Amen. So seeking and finding, amen, is biblical. Asking people, amen. Jesus said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. He didn't say it had to be saved people. You notice in the beginning of time when Jesus came through the world, he was ministering and talking to those Gentiles and Jews, amen, all of the different Pharisees, Sadducees, all different type of people, amen, all different type of religions, amen. He was among. So you might have out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. It might be a newspaper man. It might be a man on your job. It might be someone, amen, on the radio. Amen. Then when you have two or three people telling you the same thing, amen, you're not asking people about it. You just ask God and praying to God, Lord, help me get this information. Amen. Then next thing you know, it begin to come through different people. Be aware. This is where you have to watch. Pray and watch. Amen. Amen. You got to pray, but then you got to watch. It's the same thing. You have to listen. Amen. And because you listen for yourself. You listen for yourself. Amen. Then you begin to work at it. Amen. And begin to evaluate it. Is it of God? If it's not of God. Amen. Because the devil has a part that he try to disturb you and confuse you. Amen. But a mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. He said, let my word be established. Amen. So if God, you begin to seek after God for finance, for jobs, for home, for health. Amen. It's there. It's there. He didn't put no exceptions on seeking. He didn't put no exception on asking, amen, and finding, amen, no location, special location to go. Sometimes we put out, we say, well, I'm going to ask, but I'm just going to ask in my community. I'm going to ask. But the day and time, you have so many different tools and ways to get information. Asking, amen. You can write letters, go to the telephone, amen. Go around and asking, amen. Seeking, research. God's people should be a master at researching. You have all electronic means. Amen. Know how to research. Know how to call. Amen. Then you have to do, well, let me make it simple. Finding, shopping. Amen. Shopping around. Shop around. Talk around. Amen. And go through the numbers. The salesmen say, go through the numbers. Amen. So don't be caught up in one or two little situations, and that's the enemy. And you know the answer is not there with them or with that. That place, amen, you have to kind of shake the dust off your feet because you're constantly seeking. And when you seek and you're looking, you're not, when you're asking, amen, you have to be careful about how you give out what you're asking for. Amen. This is coming through a private communication between you and God. And nobody else know about this situation but you and God. So when someone walk about you and begin to talk about what you prayed for, you haven't told that person about what you're praying for. Amen. That's not your prayer partner. Amen. Your prayer partners, if you give out information, it should not be to anyone that you constantly in communication with. Amen. They are not what you're looking for. You're looking for people, situation, things that will come without contact that you have made with them, without you making with them. Amen. You might get a call. Amen. God's ways is not like our ways. His thoughts is not like us. Amen. So when he give you something, amen, and you might use the term, say, well, it came out of the, I don't know where it came up. Amen. The next thing you know, you get a letter. Next thing you know, you get a call. You might see it. In other words, the message is not polluted. It's not polluted. So when you begin to ask, seek, and knock, amen, asking, seeking, and knocking, and you're finding, amen, you begin to watch that, oh, this got to be of God. It's going to be so clear. Amen. Amen. It will be clear to you. You might not don't have to tell anyone. You'll learn not to tell all your business, amen, until you really get clear on what you've been asking. Amen. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Amen. So you got to keep asking, seeking, knocking, and you'll find. Amen. Knocking is not in there because you can find. Amen. So we're looking at a hidden secret for the saints, not only for the saints, but it's a hidden secret. Amen. It's in the physical realm that men and women of God have to exercise. Men and women of God need to exercise, amen, their physical ability, their talent, whatever God put into them, you need to exercise that. Once you exercise what God has given you in the physical realm, amen, seeking, asking, and knocking, amen, without informing anybody, without informing, I'm going to look for a job, pray for me. Okay, that's fine. But sometimes you don't have to ask any of your prayer partners. Amen. Your relationship now is with God, and that's your relationship. Amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to build up a relationship with God through prayer, through the Word of God, a personal relationship. And as you begin to work personally through prayer and reading the Word, you can see God as your personal Savior. And yes, the next step, you have to fellowship and nourish that seed of salvation growing in you. yes, nourish that, amen, that joy, amen. Once you begin to nourish that, and then you can go on to step three, amen, you might have a need, and God begin to give you, this is an inner secret. When you begin to pray and you get two or three confirmations, amen, the more confirmation you get on, amen, things begin to come to you, amen, and you find out, and nobody don't know, and say, well, how you, well, I want to give a testimony, because I didn't let nobody know. I didn't let God, nobody know. Nobody but God knew. Amen. And then that's where you know, amen, about a mouth of two or three witnesses. Seeking, knocking, and finding. Amen. These are physical. This is your activity. This is your fellowship. This is how you get victory. This is how you get victory. Amen. You pray, you ask about it. Then the next thing, you have to do something. God might tell you, get up in the morning, amen, and go down to the fish creek. Amen. If you're a fisherman, throw your pole out there in the water. Amen. And pull in a check. You never know. Amen. God deal with what you know. And you know, say, well, I'm not a fisherman. I don't have no water around me. So I know that's not God. Amen. And you're right. You're right. Amen. Ecclesiastes said, dreams come through multitude of business. You might be so tired and wore out, and all kind of dreams the devil might use on this natural body. Amen. But listen, this is a secret. This is a secret. Amen. You say, well, it's not a secret. Well, the saints are not using, but the devil is using it. The devil people is using it. Amen. Thieves ride around for months and hours. They plan, they plot how to take something for somebody that they know that's what they want. Okay, that's breaking it down. Amen. A thief. Amen. A liar. They're out to get what you got. They're out to swindle you. Amen. You know, they got all these different things, a personal identity. Amen. All of that, they're looking, they're finding and seeking. They're physically going after a certain product, a certain market, a certain people. Amen. So that's the physical realm that the enemy using this. Amen. He using things against God's people because God's people know that God, he know God's people. If they start exercising, amen, their ability that God give them through the Holy Spirit, Spirit give them visions and dreams, and amen, he give them direction. He give them direction. Amen. What to do, where to go. Amen. He said, well, I don't know about that. Well, ask the soothsayers. Ask the wizards. Amen. Ask all the people that you people pay money to tell them about the truth. Tell them how to hurt somebody and all that in the natural. God's people know. Amen. If they exercise, amen, the visions and dreams and prayer life without announcing it to anyone, Many times you could have had your answer, amen. The neighbor next door might be talking to you about a subject, and you say, well, you're not going to tell your neighbor. You go on your job to be talking about something. You say, oh, I've been asking God about that. You don't have to tell them about it. They never know a stranger walk up to you and say, oh, you know about this, you know about that. And you say, wow, that's my answer. Amen. So out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, Jesus said, let my word be established. So that's a part of this Matthew 7 and 7. And we'll look at this, then we're going to open up the prayer line. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. The book of Matthew's and the book of Romans. The book of Romans, and I want you to watch this now. Watch this. This is a part of seeking and finding. Amen. Romans 5 says, and it says, therefore, having justified on the principle of faith, we have peace towards God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have also by faith unto the favor in which we stand. And we boast in our hope and the glory of God. Not only so, but we also boast, watch it now, in tribulations, knowing that, you can say trouble, worketh endurance, and endurance experience, and experience hope. Now, there's always a saying, if you want to be better than something, find somebody that's better than you in that subject. If you want to master something, you learn from a master. Now you're in trouble. You're seeking. You're talking to God about it. And as you're going through this trouble, this tribulation, amen. And once you get the answer, you're constantly working and you're in God. You're not talking about turning away from God. You know he's your savior. He's your comforter. Amen. And during that time, you know what you're building up? You build up endurance. You build up in perseverance. Amen. You're going to work this thing out. You're going to get out of this thing. You know God going to get you out of this. And as you begin to go through this situation, amen, you're going to learn patience and experience. That's what you're learning. Because when you come out of that, as it used to be an old song, count your blessings one by one. Amen. Count your many blessings what God has done. Amen. You look back next year. Let's look back next last year. What happened last year? You went through things. As you went through that, amen, it builds you more confidence in God. Amen. If you don't try to jump up and run from trouble, dodge trouble, no, it's God sending you that. It's going to make you, it's making you a better person. It's making you to endure. Amen. It's learning. You're learning how to shake it off. You're learning how God's going to pull you through this situation. Amen. I met an old prophet. He was my first mentor. Amen. Through seeking and knocking and evangelizing. Amen. He told me one day, we were sitting down talking. He said, son, you need some money. I said, yes, sir. I was thinking to myself, how do you know these things when I come up? Amen. We sit down and talk and study the Bible together. And he said, but don't let nobody pay you now. Don't let nobody. Wait a minute. I could. He said, no, I can't tell you. I won't tell you this. And I said, go ahead and tell him. He said, no, I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you this. Don't let nobody pay you for what you're going through. And I had a good figure in my mind. I said, if I had did this here, I had changed job because of so much trouble going on, cursing and smoking and lying and stealing and going on. I said, your heart changed. Things start passing when you become a Christian. Amen. The more you read the Bible and start going to church and fellowshipping, amen, your lifestyles begin to pass. Amen. Paul said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. That inner man begin to grow. The seed begin to grow. Amen. Be more like Jesus. Be more peaceful. Amen. And he said, no, don't let nobody pay you for this. Don't let nobody pay for what you're going through. Amen. The more and more I understand, amen, whatever come up, amen, God is making me. God is making you. Whatever you're going through, amen, that word through, don't forget about it. It's like going down the highway, you run into some rain and put on the windshield wipers. Amen. Put that windshield wiper on and just go on through. Write it down. So when you see the sun come up, amen, when the rain subsides, you say, oh, yeah. Amen. You're not going to turn back. You're not looking back. Amen. But you might want to say, well, I want to get out of this. But you're learning patience. You're learning patience. Amen. You're putting on, amen, you're getting stronger in faith. You're getting stronger in trust in God. Amen. You're getting stronger in knowing abilities. Amen. What you need to do, amen, then God, we're going to help you regardless. God is there. Amen. So all that's a part of the subject matter dealing with seeking and finding and knocking. Amen. Because why would you seek and find and knock? And there's nothing wrong with you. In other words, amen. You're peaceful. You got all the money you need. You got all the cars you need. Amen. And God blessing you. Amen. He wants you to bless others. But he also wants you to talk to others. Amen. Share what you know. Amen. Write down how you got through the last trouble. Write down how you got through the last situation. How you feel. Amen, about the last economy problem. Amen. Seeking, finding, knocking. Amen. Trouble don't last always. But when you come out, you know you endured something. You got a lot of experience. You got patience. Amen. So it helps you. It's helping you to be a better what God wanted you to be. Amen. So every time the children of Israel come out of battle, amen. They always pick up all the spoil, pick up all the jewelry and silver and gold and stuff that the enemy left behind. Amen. You begin to pick up all the spoils. Amen. You pick up all the riches nuggets of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. What the devil tried to take from you, you got more than you had before. All right, now we're going to the lines now. We might have some testimonies, might have some information, because we're all here in the studios, the 954-850-305s, amen, the 561s, amen. We're all here, amen. We want iron sharpening iron, amen. You've been through something, I've been through something, and we're here to glean off each other. We're here to encourage one another, amen. Those of you who are just starting out in Christ, amen. There are things coming upon this world we've never seen before. But you know, amen, you got enough battle scars. God still, he's still God. He still is. Jesus still is Lord. He still have the power. He still had the power. All right, we're in the studio now. Amen. And the those of this coming in for the first time, and first time on the program, if you have a vision, a dream, a comment, amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can dial, amen, 855-326-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and we'll read out your area code and your last 4 digits. We will not give your name. You don't have to give your name. Amen. Just be anonymous, and we're give you freedom to talk. Amen. We're not here to fight any doctrines or any problems. We're here to encourage one another. All right, we're at 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. It's great to be on the call. It's good to fellowship.
God bless you.
Love the broadcast and opportunity to share with other saints. You know, you was talking there, and it reminded me of one of the many times that that someone had called and was answering, gave me confirmation on what the Spirit was telling me, and I had just woke up from surgery. When I was having my double transplant, I was out for 5 days, and I woke up on the 5th day, and when I looked up, I saw bags of blood and blood on the side of me, and I was in Tampa, Florida, and one of the ladies that I used to deliver mail to in Fort Lauderdale, she called me about a half an hour after I woke up. She called. I had the cell phone right there next in the bed with me. And she said, Brother Helson? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, the Lord told me to call you and give you this scripture. And she said, and what she did, she called me every day for 2 weeks and read the scripture to me, Ezekiel 16:6. It said, as you lay in your blood, polluted in your blood, I say to you, live. As you lay polluted in your own blood, I say to you, live. And I just knew it was the Lord sending me a message, because when I woke up, all I saw were bags of blood and blood on the side of me. And for her to give me that scripture and call me every morning and read it to me while I lay there in ICU, I just know it was the Lord telling me, don't pay no attention to the blood. You're going to live. And in that particular scripture, he said it twice, you're going to live. So I didn't pay no attention to the blood after that. And it was the one scripture that encouraged me. It was confirmation. And it kept me through the whole ordeal while I was up there in Tampa in the hospital. And I just was amazed that there she called me from Fort Lauderdale and me in ICU in Tampa. So it's amazing when God gives you confirmation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It really is. God bless you for that. Amen. God knows his people needs. Amen. You'd be surprised. Amen. He's still God. He's still God. He's a good shepherd. All right, we're at 561 now. 9-9-7-5-8-561. 9758. God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead. All right. Like we lost 561-9758. You on air? Like we're having difficulties there. All right. Yes, God knows your answer. He knows your need. He know who you are, where you are, and He know what we need when we need it. Amen. He knows. You can be at the bottom, you might feel. Amen. But He's there. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. We have to do our part. Once we do our physical part, amen, praying and seeking and reading the Word of God and fellowshipping with others. Amen. Fellowship with others. Amen. And He has sent an angel. He has sent someone that will physically pick up the phone, like the first caller was saying, and call you. Amen. Because we still live in this natural realm. We still live in the natural. But we have dual citizenship now. We have dual citizenship. Amen. Our name is written in heaven. Amen. While we're still here carrying out God's work. Amen. So we want to continue to call us. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll try to get in as many callers as we possibly can. Amen. We're talking about, amen, you have a part to do. You have a part to do. And feel free, amen. If you make mistakes, amen, God won't hold it against you. He won't hold it against you. Everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord according to His righteousness. And according to His will, His perfect will, amen. We're talking about trying to do good now, trying to do good. Paul said in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, amen, down in about the 20-something verse, amen, he said, when I desire to do good, evil is present. Amen. He found that there's a wrestling going on, amen, in his body. There's a wrestling going on in his thoughts, amen, that he just can't quite get to it when he try to do something. All right, I think we're at 561-1630. 561-1630. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Greetings. This is Pastor Marshall. Somehow something happened to the phone, amen, but I just wanted to greet the saints, amen. Just an honor and a privilege to be on the line, to be on the radio. With Bishop Poole, and just an honor to greet Radio Land. Amen. Just God is a good God, and keeping faith and peace and hope alive. Amen. In Jesus' name.
All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Marshall. We're talking about seeking and finding and knocking. Amen. All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Seeking, finding, and knocking. And we have to continue to put in the equation as we begin to work, seeking, finding, and knocking. You might run into some problems. You might run into some problems. But like Matthew's in the book of Romans, I'm sorry, the book of Romans, amen, Romans 5 says that when you tribulations, amen, work is endurance, amen. When you can start going through these, looking and trying to work things out, amen, and you, because you have, not only you have a problem, but you're looking for an answer, amen, you take a little time and work through those things, it builds endurance. It builds up perseverance. It builds up, amen. You know that you're right. You're on the right path. You know you're on the right path. Amen. Amen. He said, knowing that tribulations worketh patience. It's going to build up endurance in you, patience in you, because you're working through it. Amen. And patience going to create experience, and experience hope. Amen. So don't give up when you get into these situations, how to get out. Amen. Conditions. Don't let the devil say you're never going to get out. You're never going to be something. You never, you know, don't let the enemy, amen, that's wrong information. That's the wrong call. Amen. That's hang up on his number. Amen. All I know is the devil. If you know it's the devil, don't pick up the line. That's hang up. Amen. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to negativity. Amen. But if you have to go through negativity, amen, when you hear it again, you know, that's, I don't want to listen to that. Amen. Junk in and junk out. Amen. All right, the lines are still open. We don't want to run out of time here. Those of we thank God for you. Amen. We're at 305 now. 4271. 305-4271. God bless you on that line. Hello?
Can you hear me?
God bless
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I don't know what it is with my line lately. I put it on the phone company. But anyways, I thank God to be able to hear this afternoon, what the Spirit is saying. And you know, asking and seeking and knocking, it's all wrapped up in your asking. You notice there, the A is for asking. The S in asking is seeking. And the K is for knocking. Now that's only the genius of Almighty God.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the, what is it? It's the ability for you to get through to God. You
mm-hmm.
see, you ask one time, you see, and then the urgent through the Spirit. You may not have what you want, but the Spirit will lead you. He will push you. He will put a thrust in your prayer. And the knocking, you see, it says the door be open unto you. In other words, it's just like the continual prayer. You know the example of the lady who came before an unjust judge? So this is what it's mm-hmm. illustrating, you see,
mm-hmm.
that you
mm-hmm.
can get what you want from God. You understand? If you follow God's instructions. Now, that's kind of putting it in a bookish form. But see, sometime down through the years, we adopt things, you understand, that somewhat leads us in a different direction in the simplicity of receiving from God. See, you know, we talk about the prayer partner. But see, the prayer partner really is the Holy Ghost. And he give you interest. You see, he's the one that leads and guides you into the truth. He's the one that comforts and encourages you. Man, listen, it's a great thing to be able to kneel and call on the name of the Lord. And it's a wonderful thing because God is what invested all he had in you. So I just looking at this thing by asking, seeking, and knocking, because what he's talking to, I listen to your talk there, and I keep hearing it. God wants you understand, to be able to trust him regardless. And if you find out that you can get through, you'll see that God is able to trust you. And that's what the commending his love toward us was, that we'll be able to trust him. You see what I'm saying? And trust don't come just like that. So that's what Romans was talking about. You ask and patience and all this, and patience give you experience and all this kind of thing. Because it's to build up the hidden man that's in you. Am I saying anything? So
yes,
we ought to be encouraged tonight that God do, amen, exceedingly and above all that we're able, because what? He said, I won't leave you. Amen. I won't leave you by yourself. even in your asking, even in your praying, and your lamenting. In the old covenant, they lamented before him. They shed tears, you see. And all that is, Brother Bishop, is to develop you. And this is what brings us together. God is able to use you because of your asking, your lamenting, your stand there until you receive. You trust in him. And listen, the devil can't. That's what he was saying. He that's begotten of God, the devil touches him not. You see, because regardless of what this physical thing is doing, you know he still he exists in your survival. You see, so it's to build up each of us. You see, we are not to cripple. See, we can cripple a newborn saint with what God is saying. That's why Jesus wants to build us up and give us understanding that we can be able to touch others and not destroy them. Because some people, they hear what you're saying, they trust you, they hear what you're saying, but they can't reach it, you see. That's why we have to be able to lead a person back to where we start. You have to sometimes kind of put the gas on it. Brother Carmen, he had this and that. Well, you have an answer for him, but you got to turn him back to the Lord. Look, man, you got to pray a little bit more. You got to spend a little bit of time. And it is true. Find somebody that know him. They don't give you up and down. Somebody that know him that will lead you back to Jesus, and you'll feel the full effects right there. So that's what I want to say, Bishop. It's for you and I. Through all our struggles. You see what I'm saying? We don't deny his presence, regardless of how much the wind is blowing, because we have the ability to get hold of God. I stop right there, Bishop.
All right, very good, man of God. Amen. I just hit on something there that, amen, James 5:16. To confess your fault one to another, pray one for another, you may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer, wailing and the travailing, you know, pouring your heart out, amen.
Uh-huh.
Get in your closet, hide out, amen, and get in there and let's work it out, sweat it out, amen.
Uh-huh.
Till you feel empty,
uh-huh.
Amen. That came across this. You know, when you go in there and holler out and pray it out on your own, amen. You done said all you can say and spoke all you can speak and sang all you can sing.
Yeah,
amen.
You know, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I just thought about when Jesus was in the garden, and
yeah.
I often wonder why he said. Now he knew. He had a job set before him, but
mm-hmm.
now he said to them, "Would you pray with me for 1 hour?" So
mm-hmm.
it was showing us, you understand,
mm-hmm.
that we are weak. You see,
mm-hmm.
it shows
mm-hmm.
his strength. He went and prayed and come back, and so this is what it's saying. See, Peter. All them that was in the garden with him, they had to learn how to get through trouble. Because, you see,
mm-hmm.
he was going away. Amen. They had
mm-hmm.
to learn how to pray when they're sleeping. They
mm-hmm.
had to learn how to run and defend their life. And they had to learn all these things. But this is what Jesus was saying, you see. You couldn't pray with me just 1 hour. So it's a physical struggle. But the
yes,
Holy
sir.
Ghost, he'll comfort you. I'm going to tell you something. Men don't like to have tears running down, but I'm going to tell you something. You get in that position where you got to receive. Oh, man, heaven be beckoning for you. You see, your
yes,
whole
sir.
Body will break down. God will send you on a fast. You see, because
mm-hmm.
he knows our contents in our hearts. See, It ain't making us superhuman, but it sure enough do something for your spiritual man. He become alive. And from that same thing that he give all of the commandments, just ask, you see, seek, knock. And it ain't so much spiritual effort, but it consumes all of you. So it got to be spiritual, physical and spiritual mixing it. It's like the old preachers used to say, it's come to a point you, God wants to know how bad do you want it. You see what I'm saying? And you can't quit. You can't quit when your child is at, almost at death's door, and you trust God, you know God. And man, and listen, it takes, I'm going to tell you something, it takes the Spirit of God to take over you and comfort you. You get what I'm saying? To keep from wrong things coming out your mind, the wrong thoughts. So we trust in him. It is true. We trust in him. And it ain't so much how much you see that you trust in him. It's that, I heard this and it's true for what you were saying. It's God trying to show you, you understand, that you can trust him. And then when you pray through and you receive of him, listen, man, the devil can't even hound you. You tell that joker what he need to get, you see. So
right.
It's God
right.
developing us.
Yes, sir. All right. All right, God bless you as always. Amen. The book of Jeremiah was saying, I think it's 15 or 17, curses a man that trusts in man. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Make flesh his arm. Amen. We are seeking God. We're trusting in him. We got to trust him. Amen. Because if we don't, we weaken in our answer. We weaken our strength.
That's right.
All right, we're getting ready close to prayer. Amen. We can probably take one more caller. One or two more callers real shortly because we're going to get ready. Amen. We had, for those of you that are still listening, all right, we're at 954-4427.
Hey, Amen, Bishop.
Yes.
You know, I say I have quite a few stories when I was down, but, you know, I was in an automobile accident over in New Orleans on my way to the airport. As I was getting in the taxi cab, at 10 minutes to 8, we was an hour behind Eastern Standard Time, and Holy Spirit said there's going to be an accident, so buckle up real good. But when I got home to North Carolina, my sister told me at 10 minutes to 7 Eastern Standard Time, which was, as I was walking around the cab, she said she was in the kitchen cooking, and she and I have been prayer warriors for many a years, and she told me that at 10 minutes to 7, the Holy Spirit came on her and had her to pray for me. And it was at 10 minutes to 7 when I was walking around behind the cab, it said the Holy Spirit told me they're going to be an accident, so buckle up real good. And sure enough, on the way to the airport, we was broadsided, hit by a large truck and knocked us over a couple of lanes and ran into a pole. And I ended up with the car door jammed up against me. And had to go to the hospital, a few cuts and bruises, but I was okay. And
my sister
told me she started praying at 10 minutes till 7, and it was 10 minutes to 8 over the Central Time. And it just go to show, you know, that it taught me something. When the Holy Spirit puts someone on my mind at any time to do what she did, she stopped cooking and went to praying for me, and I think that's what brought me through.
Amen. Wonderful interceding. Amen. Intercessory prayer. Let you know we still have a job. We still have a job here. Amen. When God put on our heart to pray for someone, talk with someone, amen. He wants us to intercede. Amen. We have a responsibility. Amen. All right, we thank God for that, as always. Amen. Let you know when you have a prayer partner. Amen. You're praying for one another. That's why pastors pray for these people. Pray for all of them. Then he knows. When God drops something on your mind about a person Holy Spirit, call your line. You intercessor. You stand in a session for that person. You have to intercede for that person. Amen. As long as you walk upright, to live right, it should be with people that's going to pray for you. Amen. We need others. Yes, we do. We need others. Amen. Seeking, finding. Amen. This subject come more and clear to me more. Amen. Is like I said, those that are young in Christ. Amen. Don't talk with them. Don't let them feel they be beat down. There's no other way out. They have a way out. But God want to build them up. God want to build them up. He want to strengthen them, to let them know, like Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Let them know they can stand and fight the ground. They have to fight the ground that they're in for their family, their home. Amen. They got to stand there and fight the ground for them because we are soldiers. God equipped us, amen, with the Holy Ghost, with power. Amen. He wants us to be good soldiers. Fight whatever you can. Amen. And when you come out of that fight, amen, be ready for another one, but you be stronger. Amen. When David was ready for Goliath. Amen. So God going to be getting you ready. He's getting us ready. Amen. All right, we're going to go right into prayer now. We're going to go right into prayer. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We're going to take some short prayers for the saints. Go right ahead, 305-4271 for prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight. We looking for understanding, and we thank you so much for being there for us. We thank you for what learning we have received through this word tonight. We bless you for your favor, and how you heal us down through the years, and you kept your word. You never left us, nor have you forsake us. We ask now that you will bless to hear us today, those that are listening to this program and obtaining. Oh, Jesus, fill the heart with your love, that we would be able to love one another as you have commanded us. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Area code 850-2337. 850-2337 for prayer. God bless you. Prayer.
Father God, once again, we thank you for putting us on this earth. We thank you for the doctrine of truth. We thank you, Lord, for each and every lesson, each and every time that he teaches, Lord, that we be fed and that we be able to take what we can take, Lord, and give back to other people. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you again. We are very, very humble. And we come to you just as we are, Lord, knowing that your word never come back void. Now bless us all. Bless the listeners. And bless those that have a desire to listen. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. All right, we can take one more shot. All right, 954-4427, short prayer.
Father God, we thank you for all those saints that come on the line, that we share with one another, that we may increase in our faith. And we thank you, Lord God, for all of those who will stand in the gap for others, praying, Lord God, for their welfare. And we give all praise to you, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on media and you'll find us on Facebook. Amen. And also on Blog Talk, there are many more messages and lessons we have there any time of day. Amen. Now we thank God now. Now, Lord, send long prosperity. Oh, God, in the body, God, in finance, oh, God, in wisdom and knowledge, send on your prosperity, oh, God, the needs of your people. Lord, we jump together here today in the hour, the moment, amen, at this situation, at this time. Oh, Lord, send now. We rebuke Satan.
loose here in heaven and in earth. Loose here, God, and loose these bodies, O God, and give them the victory once more now and again. Until next time, God love you, and we love you too. God bless you.